New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is expected to soon sign controversial new regulations revising the state's concealed carry laws, which removes the justifiable need standard while upping other requirements. Supporters say it will make the state safer, especially in underserved neighborhoods in cities like Newark, Camden, and Trenton, where gun-related crime rates are among the highest in the states. However, some gun owners in these historically marginalized communities think the new regulations could further put their neighborhoods at risk. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donye has more.
Retail gun purchases by Black Americans have surged dramatically in the last 2 years, according to a National Shooting Sports Foundation survey. Leon Grauer, a Newark-based attorney and organizer of the New Jersey Black Gun Owners Association, says this trend was potentially sparked by incidents like the murder of George Floyd and people's desire to protect themselves from violent crime, especially in underserved neighborhoods.
In cities that have high crime rates, particularly high violent crime rates, just as in the white community, people feel empowered to defend themselves, many people in the Black community feel empowered to have a firearm to defend themselves.
Grauer says that he knows many responsible gun owners in his community who value safety and regulations that don't infringe on people's constitutional rights. He says many of his organization's members believe there's a common misconception that most New Jerseyans living in marginalized communities are against gun ownership.
Ever since slavery, firearms have been a means of self-defense and self-preservation for Black people in America. There is a perception that perhaps during the Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s, the Black people in America en masse put down their guns and lived by a nonviolent strategy. That is far from the truth.
Douglas Worthen, a firearms instructor in Irvington, argues that historically, gun laws in the U.S. have targeted and criminalized minority communities, and that some of New Jersey's recent gun restrictions are no exception. He objects to recent legislation that imposes sweeping handgun-free zones at most places across the state because he says people won't be allowed to defend themselves, and adds increasing fees associated with obtaining a permit to carry will make it more cost prohibitive for many in his community.
When they see these fees, they get discouraged, like, you know what, I'm not paying that.
A 2022 New Jersey Gun Violence Research Center report found that Black and Hispanic gun owners are several times more likely to carry a firearm outside the home than white gun owners. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donye, WHYY News.